in the lunchtime edition. More clashes in the estimates debate between the opposition leader and the government side. Mr. Thorne accuses the administration of being less than forthright, a charge rejected by the government MPs. Agricultural production on the increase, but a decline in livestock output, as the minister announces major initiatives to boost the overall sector. The privatized sugar sector to get this year one last subsidy from government. The new head of the PSV Association, APTO, calls for more careful vetting of licensed applicants. And St. James Central MP Kerry Simmons chastises telecommunications company Digicel over the controversial cell tower issue. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, continues to clash with the government side in the estimates debate and has accused the administration of being less than forthright with the public in its presentation, a charge rejected by the government side. The exchange occurred as the focus turned to the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security during the continuing examination of government's revenue and expenditure. Leading off his ministry's presentation, the minister, Indawir, sought to highlight his ministry's achievements, such as what he says is the recovery of farming following a post-COVID decline.
Well, on the rebound from COVID, this ministry overall performance for 2023 saw a 24% increase in production in the entire sector. And this is attributed to the work that was done certainly by the farmers and by the ministry working together with the farmers. The year 2023 gave us an overall production figure of 20.1 million kilograms of agricultural commodities.
He also provided an update on the privatization of the sugar industry, pointing out that workers are getting severance and shares and that many of them will be rehired. Mr. Weir terms it the biggest worker enfranchisement deal in the history of the country. But there will be one final sugar subsidy.
They are well on the way to managing this year's sugar harvest. We did put in as a caveat that for this final year, the government will support the sugar harvest and that BESCO will make its way through renewable energy, the sale of molasses and the sale of sugar, and therefore they will hold their own and are performing credibly at this point in time.
He announced plans for a groundbreaking $60 million high-tech innovation center.
Barbados will be the first in the Caribbean or within CARICOM to have an innovation center, which will be sponsored by ICA. And it gives us an opportunity to introduce robotics in agriculture, showing how you can actually plant seeds using robotics, water plants using robotics.
But the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, while promising to be even more probing later in the debate, posed a number of questions, including about the proposed medical marijuana industry, as he repeatedly accused the government of being less than forthright.
I will ask you about the medical marijuana project. Minister, I will ask you about that. And I will give you and your team time to prepare the answer. And when you tell the truth, there is no need to prepare an answer. The people of this country needs to know whether the industry is dead or alive. Whether the large investments, financial investments and time expended on an industry, whether those investments have yielded any profit. And if the industry is dead, Minister, tell the people of this country the truth. It rained yesterday, but we want the truth to rain today.
The agriculture minister rejected the charge of not being forthright, stressing that the reports were being prepared by civil servants, not by politicians. This is The Latest. The MP for St. James Central Senior Minister Kerry Simmons has issued a statement on the controversial Digicel cell tower that was erected in his constituency. Residents of Aldridge Lodge Road, St. James, had threatened to protest if the cell tower is not removed after government confirmed that no permission was given for its erection. Mr. Simmons tells Starcom Network News that the people must come first, and he chastised the telecommunications company, calling their behavior vulgar.
I am deeply disappointed by the behavior of the service provider. I consider it to be particularly unacceptable when it takes place in my constituency. This is about corporate Barbados deciding to treat ordinary citizens in a manner that is discourteous, vulgar.
The matter is now before the Town and Country Planning Department.
Now, the matter, as I said, is with the town planner, and the town planner has to act not only as a regulator, but the town planner has a duty under the new law to be a facilitator of sustainable development. And I have to allow, as the MP, due process to take its course. I cannot get involved in that on either side, but I have very strong feelings.
The MP for St. James Central, Senior Minister Kerry Simmons. There's a new chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana, is calling for increased oversight in the issuance of licenses to public service vehicle, PSV, operators.
The behavior on the road, that needs to be addressed right away. We need to sit down together and find the best way to counter it. We need the licensing authority to vet our drivers a bit better. We need working programs for them going forward. You know, you shouldn't just be able to get a driver's license and take up a PSV. It's basically a weapon in your own hand. It's a dangerous thing. So there should be ongoing programs. There should be a workshop. And all workers, this should be authorized to drive in a better manner than what it is right now. That is what we're going to be looking at with the ministry, with the licensing authority and the minister.
Mr. Nana says the association will be pushing for a cashless system to be implemented.
We are also very serious about the cashless program. We would like that to come on stream in its entirety, not in segments, but in its entirety. Those are the two main things right now we're looking at, and that hopefully will then curb the behavior that is going on at all.
Newly elected chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, APTO, Anwar Nana. The Secretary General of the Organization of American States, OAS, Luis Almagro, has expressed his deep concern about the current situation of insecurity in Haiti, even as the whereabouts of Prime Minister Dr. Henri remains a mystery. He said it's more necessary than ever to promote cooperation efforts in the UN to restore security in the country. And it's Super Tuesday in the U.S., the biggest day of the 2024 election so far, when people in 15 states will vote for their presidential candidate. Donald Trump is a front runner to win the Republican nomination, having beaten his rival Nikki Haley in all state contests, though Haley won in Washington, D.C. President Biden is all but uncontested for the Democratic nomination. Our top stories. More clashes in the estimates debate between the opposition leader Ralph Thorne and the government side. Mr. Thorne accused the administration of being less than forthright with the public, a charge rejected by the government MPs. Agricultural production on the increase but a decline in livestock output, as the agriculture minister announces major initiatives to boost the overall sector. The privatized sugar sector to get this year one last subsidy from government. The new head of the PSV Association, APTO, calls for more careful vetting of licensed applicants as one of the possible ways to combat lawlessness in the sector. St. James Central MP Kerry Simmons chastises telecommunications company Digicel over the controversial cell tower issue. The whereabouts of the Haitian Prime Minister is still a mystery amidst OAS concern over the deteriorating situation in that country, and it's Super Tuesday in the U.S. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.